Hello and good morning. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh.
Yes, you are. On the other end of the line, we have Jack. We're talking Atamita Dance Company. Good morning.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning. Of course, we're talking about the 21st anniversary of your dance company. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going down on the 24th, so that's today, at James Hay Theatre later on?
Absolutely. So, Atamita is on a tour at the moment, and we have brought down from Tamaki Makaurau a beautiful show. It's pretty epic. It's called Te Whiki, and it's been something that we've been building up for the last couple of years in anticipation of our milestone of turning 21.
Wonderful. Wow. So you guys started all the way back in 2000, unbeknownst to me until I read this brief this morning, there was not even any Māori TV or radio. Mm-hmm. So you guys started all the way back then, and you were one of the founding, the founding member of it. So I guess what was the journey like when you first started this thing?
Yeah, well, I was also just remembering just now, as you said, that in 1993 was the first time that we had TV3.
Wow.
Like, let's just think about that time, right? Like, that we only had, like, two stations of television, and, you know, it was kind of a different time. I think that we've got so much more diversity now, and, of course, that was pre-internet, or just the very first starts of the internet age. But I just remembered it kind of, we graduated as a group of students from Unitech and the New Zealand School of Dance as Māori students within our years. And there were very few of us, and we kind of had an idea that we weren't too sure exactly what the industry looked like for us and whether or not we wanted to, you know, pursue a career in the mainstream dance world. And so I guess 2000 seemed like a good number, you know, with all the kind of like ideas around technology and things that were shifting and changing. And so, yeah, so then we thought that was a great time to start this platform. And amazingly, we've been able to sort of ride through the last two decades. And it's honestly felt like just so quick. Just kind of passed by. But within that time, you know, as I say, like the way in which te ao Māori, te reo Māori, and other ways of expressing Māori tanga have become more normalised. That's definitely pretty exciting to see.
For sure. So the dancers and choreographers that are a part of this, individually they come from so many different iwi and hapu all across Aotearoa. So I guess how special was that, the fact that so many people came together for this?
It's an amazing thing because, you know, with a dance practice, it's a very present thing. So, you know, people, it's like sports. Like you're at your peak, your prime. And usually that's people who are younger, as physically, you know, you're more capable and have the ability to do it. Over a period of time, obviously other responsibilities happen. People have families. People then, you know, have to sort of start to focus in on sort of other types of things, you know, adulting, I think they call it. And then I guess over that period of time, like the question becomes, you know, we can look back and say what has it all culminated as and what does it all mean? So, yeah, we started a process of bringing everyone back together over the last 3 years, and we had actually intended on having a 20th, and which happened to be 2020. So, obviously, we weren't able to pursue with that, but we did do lots of research, and finally, thank goodness, we've been able to share the love and get back to touring.
Wonderful. And I guess where did you draw inspiration from, I suppose, for this 21st celebratory piece? I guess, yeah, what's the kind of overall message behind this particular showcase?
Yeah, if I was to summarise, I would definitely say wellness and hauora. I think that we learnt a lot. I mean, not just as our own company, but I'm sure that nationally and globally, you know, people had to reflect a lot during last year and kind of what does it mean when, you know, we're all in our own isolation and what were the things that people were considering and thinking about. And I know a big theme of that period and still now, you know, was just kind of the way that people had to handle their mental health, their physical health, and different ways of being well. So what we've done is we took an inspiration from a very famous Māori healer and researcher, Dr. Rose Pere, and she had produced writing and thinking around a Māori well-being model called Te Whiki. And it's really, Te Whiki means the octopus, and the conception of it is that the head of the octopus is the container of all mātauranga, all knowledge, and then each tentacle is an individual aspect of the human dimension. So we've taken each of those tentacles and we say so some of them, for example, are health of the body, health of the mind, health of the spirit, health of the emotions, health of our ancestors, so on and so forth. And we've given those provocations to 8 practitioners who are choreographers past and present of Atameta, and then also they've been paired with 8 dancers, 8 performers who you'll see in the show, and yeah, we just wove all of those different facets together.
Gosh, wonderful. So where can we get tickets? Where can I find more information about all of this?
Yes, I think on iTicket. Also, you can come directly to the Christchurch Town Hall and just get a ticket on the door. Also, visit the atametadance.co.nz website and you will find it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming onto our show this morning. We very much appreciate your time, Jack, and for everything that you're doing within the community. Yeah, it's very inspiring, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, hope everyone's down there tonight.
Ngā mihi. Kia ora.
Thank you.
Kia ora.